Proclamation number 6873 of 17th of July, 1957. Exceeding authority. Banishment. Spiritual activity will never be prevented by me as long as it does not exceed the limits I have set for such activity which is directed against me. Hence you must distinguish between activity which completely corresponds to my will, which is therefore carried out by spiritual beings who are servants of my will, who utilize the flow of my strength of love on my behalf, and an activity which precisely opposes this activity of love, which therefore also originates from spiritual forces but which act on my adversary's behalf. And this activity is permitted to a certain extent, because all activity from both the good and the bad side is the struggle for people's souls, which is my aim and also my adversary's aim to win. Since it is now about a lawful battle, because those souls are just as much mine as his share, my adversary has also been granted the right to be allowed to influence the soul as a human being during his earthly progress. And he makes use of this right in every way. He is also very successful because people, in their imperfection, still carry much of his spirit within themselves and are more open to his influence than to the influence from my side. But since it concerns the free decision of the soul's will, I do not hinder him in his activity. But to the same extent as he wins back souls for himself again, I wrest from him once fallen spiritual things in order to bind them in matter for the purpose of beginning his upward development. But this course of development takes eternities until the spiritual has reached the stage of a human being. And even then there is still no guarantee that it will pass the test of will in the last stage. It can also descend into the abyss again, and endless periods of time can pass until I have reached the aim I pursue, because again and again the negative influence on the part of my adversary can destroy what I have achieved so far. But I nevertheless let him work, for he, too, emerged from my strength of love, he, too, was a child of my love which was allowed to share all beatitudes with me before it fell. But restrictions are imposed on his former power and strength, which he is to observe or I will stop his reactivity. I have established this limit in the human being's will itself, for he is not allowed to force it. The human being can decide for himself whether he wants to surrender to its influence or withdraw from it. And thus it is also considered coercion of will if my adversary influences certain people in such a way that they deprive their fellow human beings of the opportunity to make a decision. The people's thinking is thus forcibly directed and processed only one-sidedly, that all knowledge about me and my act of salvation is prevented. Then my adversary exceeds his power, and then I myself intervene in order to completely disable him for a time. However, this deactivation of the adversary will also involve the binding of his followers at the same time, whose spiritual activity will then also have assumed an impermissible degree, which is why the process of redemption has come to a standstill and absolutely needs to be reshaped. But binding the followers also means purifying the spiritual sphere so that they can no longer have a devastating effect on people's souls. But since, in turn, a two-sided influence is necessary for the decision of will, this purification of the spiritual sphere can only be possible when such a decision of will has already been made. When people on earth have therefore freely decided in favor of me despite strong opposing influence, And only such people can then enliven Earth when the adversary and his followers abound. And as long as the descendants of these people, because they were conceived in spiritual purity, are completely devoted to me, my adversary will also have no access to people. But in later times they will grant him access again themselves through a recognizable downward inclination which will loosen his chains. For people on the new earth also possess the knowledge of him and his power, of his nature and his aim, and by virtue of their free will they are always free to join him willingly. And again, I do not curtail the will and accordingly also loosen its fetters so that it can take possession of what freely demands to be its own. For I do not exert any compulsion, not even on my counter-spirit, which I do not dispute its right. But he must bow to me as soon as he abuses the right granted to him. For I alone am the Lord of heaven and earth, of the light world and the dark world, who truly works in light, wisdom and omnipotence and who therefore also rules according to justice and righteousness in heaven and on earth. Amen.